Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thanks. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I'm coming on, amen, as a representative of Jesus Christ, Father God, and Holy Spirit this morning. Excuse me, got some allergies want to kick in, but God is greater than everything. And I want to speak to you. You know, we have been placed in some heavy combat battles. And if it wasn't for God, I don't know where I would be. But it's also to express, and I'm motivated to tell somebody that there is a God. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looked like. When you're even down to your last and you want to commit murder, God is there. If you take our time to listen to him, and obey him. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. My thoughts is coming out of Romans 8. And when God opened up that scripture to me, it just, I mean, it enlightened me. Now, I don't know about you, but the word is always true, and it's real, and we that confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior has been born again, and a spirit cannot in so many words. When you're born the seed righteous, you cannot be condemned. I don't care what people been telling you. I don't care what's going on because of various circumstances. Don't let the devil get next to you and talk to you and give you condemning words that will make you go back to him, because he will keep you where the slightest little thing or the slightest words or what you look at, what you see with your eyes, your discernment, what you discern most often deceptive, because we're living in a world that's full of unrighteousness. But we have become the seed righteousness by the spiritual walk that we have in our Lord and Savior. You remember when Jesus asked the disciples, amen, praise God, that was around, I think, Matthew 13, where Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say? Now, Matthew 16, what Jesus asked the disciples, or what do men say and who do they say he was? And nobody could really answer but Peter. And so because of this, amen, praise God, he was able to recognize who Jesus was by the Spirit. And so no man knows anything but by the Spirit. So Peter, then Jesus perceived that Peter had had an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
And he had been born again, because the Holy Spirit is not going to come upon nobody that's not of righteousness. Ain't going to do it. He don't mix righteousness with unrighteousness. He don't do that. And so Jesus was able to receive what was and what had taken place, that Peter was truly born again, and he had encountered his relationship with God. And that's chapter 16, and you can start after, I guess, 7-8 verse. So anyway, Jesus seen that the Holy Spirit had came in, and that covered Peter right then, because he was righteous. But when Paul came forth and he was born again, the seed righteous, he let us know that in Romans 8, that there was no condemnation. To him, amen, that walketh not after the flesh, but after the spirit. When we born again, we're supposed to be involved with spiritual things, the spiritual gifts, the fruits of the spirit. We're supposed to have a heart change, mind change. We should have agape love for our sisters and brothers, and various other things should be seen in righteousness. But then it goes on to let us know that Paul said, when I had tried to do good, evil is always present. And things that I was encountering myself, and I say, God, I say, I don't know what this is. Help me. Do you have somebody that can explain to me this war that's going on in my members? Let me understand what you're saying, how to deal with it, because every time I would try to get up, I would get all the way to the top. But then the evil was always present, and it would pull me back down against my will, against my desires, and I would have to work myself back up again. And that was tremendous on me, because I couldn't understand what was going on. Everything God said, everything he does is really factual. But Paul was saying that was a battle. Not only a battle in the mind, but a battle in your members. Your flesh was against the spirit, and the spirit, it was against the flesh. And Satan, unrighteousness, will always try to come in and overthrow the righteousness of God, because he wants to keep you suppressed. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, it speaks about the accuser of the brethren. And most often, in a court of law, we're going to put it that. Amen, praise God. We got the attorney, then we got the defense attorney. And the attorney want to find everything against you in order to try to stop you from winning the case. What is the defense attorney will go in and walk and work to defend you and sentence won't be given to you. So Jesus became our defense attorney by being born again,
of him through righteousness. The spirit man is now righteous, and it is able to resist the devil, to fight him, but to also glorify Jesus, because Jesus has paid the price. Ain't no more condemnation, saints, in you. Every time somebody tried to point the finger at you, or Satan tried to cause God to move against you, cause your spirit man to fall, there is a battle going on, a battle, a war going on. Your flesh, your body within itself, amen, is fighting against your spirit man. That's inside your flesh and outside the flesh that surrounds the spirit man, because the spirit man is in the belly. Amen. Praise God. God had breathed the breath of life into the nostrils. It went down into the throat, all the way into the belly. Amen. And the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So when the time comes for anything to happen as far as your spirit man is concerned, in obedience to God and speaking the word and doing, it's going to flow. It's going to move. And it's going to take higher heights and go in the depths of God. And then when you minister in the word, one of the things is going to come up. It's going to flow up out of your throat. Begin to come up in your mouth and speak. It's the breath. That's where it works. It lies, and it begins to be utilized by God. Well, Satan is accused of the brethren, and he gonna take us before the Lord. Even at the slightest moment of anything. That's why I advise people, stop looking at TV and stop looking at this, because all that goes into the spirit man, and it begins to confuse you. You need to stay in the word and the word only. David sought the Lord most often, and he stayed before the Lord. His face was always in the Lord's face. And then the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And so if you are focusing on the spiritual side, which is righteousness, that is revealed through Christ Jesus, you're going to see that, amen. I can't be condemned if I'm a spirit man born again, but what's fighting me, fighting war in my members, is trying to pull me back into that old sinful nature. And I got to understand how to stay up on top. We fall too often. We mess up too many times. But Jesus will defend us, prove that we are not guilty. And that the verdict is down by God's grace. First John 3:14, have passed from death to life. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5, I think that's 10 or 16, we are all, amen, of us, shall come before the judgment hall, judgment seat, if you want to call it. You can read John 5:27 and Romans 7:21 and 20-24, where Paul said, when I try to do good, evil is always there. And I say, God, I said, with myself, I don't know about nobody else. Paul had to battle. Paul had to struggle through this thing. The flesh wanted to keep it, the spirit man subject to the flesh, and the spirit man want to stay free, because Jesus had brought liberty to us, amen, by his blood, amen, his death on the cross, his blood, and by grace. Then we're not condemned. So every time the flesh started fighting against the spirit and try to weaken the spirit, so that after your elevation, after you've been lifted up and God has helped you, that flesh will come in every time and kill you. Then you got to start, get up and start over, get up and start over, get up and start over. For what reason? You should be reminded that there ain't no condemnation in me. I'm walking not after the flesh, but I'm walking after the spirit. I'm the seed righteous, and all that has been played and placed before me, the evil and the good, a split second you can be in righteousness, and a split second you can be in unrighteousness. It's got to stop. When God can tell me I'm not condemned because Jesus made himself a curse for me, took away every unrighteous deed and every unrighteous act, and I got to live this thing out for Christ. And so, my God, it went on to say, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. The reoccurrence of sin and death upon you when you are not condemned is from the devil. And he's going to work to keep the spirit down, torn up, low, everything that he could do. I had an encounter every time somebody would say something to me. I would begin to weigh and reason it out. And anything or any hurtful word, I couldn't deal with that person. I had to let them go because I keep my spirit low. After I've been lifted up and God done worked hard, then told me, don't you go back, don't you go down, don't you go, don't do that. As soon as they would say hurtful words, I'd get in my little corner, my little pity party, even if you want to call it that. But then the flesh began to rise up and want to control and work over my spirit man who has been set free by Jesus Christ. And him being the judge, the advocate of my soul, I shouldn't have never have, amen, been made low. But it's a war. It's a war going on, and you got to know how to release that into God's hand. And so now what I do is I say, God, when I feel that coming on, because you can feel, you know that something ain't right. But you got to help me. I begin to tell him before the, I really begin to feel more of the attack and see more of the action of it, because if you're not seeing in vision and dream, you still seeing. Because you've been born again, and your spirit man, your spirit eyes are now taking a control. But Satan will come in with all kind of lies and fantasies and deception that you can't deal with it. And you go back into that fleshly nature, that fleshly attitude that keeps you where you're not succeeding. Then you can say, amen, praise God. Yeah, I seen that, and I was almost at my blessing and lost, and I was right there and couldn't grab hold to it because Satan was taking me, amen, in another direction because my flesh wanted to dominate. Kill the flesh. Kill Satan's words and visions and dreams and thoughts and lies. Keep your focus on God. God had an assignment for me, and he told me, he said, I want you to do this here. A friend of mine came and told me, this is what's getting ready to happen. I've seen where you would do this here, this and that. And I said, wait a minute. after God came and told me, said, I want you to do this here. And I know it's going to take way over maybe a year, maybe 2 years, I don't know. He even told me one time how long the assignment will last. But I begin to allow the flesh to argue with my spirit. How can I deal with this situation? The thing that I'm dealing with is so cruel. Don't want to do right. Won't do right. And it just continues to be over. No matter how sick, no matter whatever's going on in my body, it was still cruelty to me. Till the point that, amen, praise God, I was staying worried, upset, and depressed all the time. And I said, I can't do this here. But God said, this is what I want you to do. I said, God, don't you care about me? I said, I'll die in this situation. And he told me, I want you to do this here. Because if you do this here, if you obey me, there's a blessing behind it. I said, okay, God. So my spirit man had to override my flesh and what my flesh would have wanted to do. And then, amen, praise God, God had made us free from the law of sin and of death. It lies in your members, yes. In your flesh, yes. The flesh was going to take us, and it will take us to hell if you're not careful. But what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin condemned sin in the flesh. My flesh was tearing me up. Sin was tearing me up, and I wasn't sinning. Excuse me. But I had been oppressed by the enemy. So God had to break me free because I was dying. I don't choose Satan. I choose Jesus. My spirit man would always, when I'm attacked, amen, and was going through those attacks, amen, it would always fight back. That's where your biggest, amen, solution is in Christ Jesus is to pray. To pray and let God fight this battle, the spiritual battle. He'll walk you through it. He'll talk you through it. Amen. I was in mystery. I said, God, you can explain to me every detail on how to walk in this realm, in this area, because I don't know how to walk into it. You got a book written of me on what I'm accomplished, what I'm not going to accomplish, how long it's going to take, blah, blah, this is what I have to go through. And he reminded me these light afflictions for a moment. We've been enduring for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And that's my spirit, amen, belief that one day this old fleshly body that houses me will be dissolved. And I got a greater and better way of living in heaven where I'm not confined to something that's always battling against me, always trying to stop me from reaching my pivotal point. I know my love for God. I know what I can do for God. I know my capabilities, but it's always attack, doubt, unbelief, whatever you want to call it, was always before me, and Satan was just killing me every time it would get worse and worse. Every time I'm crying and repenting and asking God to forgive me, but I didn't understand the capacity of no condemnation. The sinful nature, amen, praise God, was condemning me of something that would always cause my spirit man to take the lower state, want me to be the tail, and want me to believe in all kind of and do all kind of unrighteous acts. And I fought. Enemy come in with lies and deception, and I would fight that lie. And now I ain't gonna lie. Come in with all kind of stuff, business, ministry, marriage, children, whatever it was, and try to make me think it out in the flesh. And I said, no, I'm born again. Ain't no condemnation in me. I'm not a sinner. My spirit man has risen above the demonic occasions, and I don't have to deal with that. And I have to release it. And I tell God, wait a minute, God. I'm hearing one thing, and then I'm hearing another. I said, but what I'm going to do is trust you. And I leave it at that. Soon as I leave it at that, the battle stops. When I put my faith in God, the battle stops. I'm not condemned. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible let us know. For I reckon that the suffering, verse 18, of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's a glory in us, and it's got to be revealed, but the suffering keeps it hidden, and nobody can see it but God. There ain't no condemnation, I'm righteous. Everything that the enemy tried to throw at me, I got to now recognize, amen, who's talking in my members and begin to dispel it, rebuke it, release it, reject it until I'm seeing what God is saying and accept it because I'm righteousness. My spirit has become the righteous seed of God that don't commit these sins. So the Bible says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God, for the creature was made subject unto vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him had subjected the same of hope. We was made of vanity. What did Solomon say? Ain't nothing new under the sun. But it's vanity, vanity, vanity. And then it said, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope? Amen. And then it went on to say, and I'm going to paraphrase it, amen, can't nothing separate, or who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, nor distress, nor persecution, nor famine, nor nakedness, nor peril, nor sword? That is written, for thy sake we are killed. Amen. All the day long we are accounted as sheep of the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So I'm persuaded, Paul say, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You got it. That is. That's the news for today. You got it. You are not condemned. This old sinful flesh want to keep you where you can't rise above the occasion, but you got to get up every time you feel the flesh kicking in. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, I just know that she going to do better. Oh, I just know that this and that. The flesh, that old sinful nature is working on you to the point that is going to make you feel condemned when Jesus has already set you free. You better walk in your calling, do what God says. Every time something hits you, you know that it's from the negative side. It's from unrighteousness. Let it go and let God. Ain't no condemnation in you. I don't care how many sins come before you. I don't care how the work of the flesh reveal itself and try to pull you back down. You better get back up again, thank God, because God ain't going to leave you nor forsake you.